If there's one thing I know about Boston, is they won't stand for racism.
He thought it was 9-12. Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, host. I'm here for you guys. I love you guys. Hey, we have a new thing going. We have a subscription page. We used to have a subscription page. It was on Patreon.com, which is like the, you know, it's the gold standard for subscribing. But we got a different thing going because our show, not to get into the minutia, is hosted by a podcasting startup called Red Circle, and they have their own subscription. It's kind of like a one-stop shop. So there's a link on my Twitter to our donation page. You can make a one-time donation. You can subscribe to for a monthly fee. $5. $5 is the fee. You throw down $5 and you get all of the content that we produce specifically for our subscribers. So if you're just content, if you get enough of me, I have people in my life and they say stuff like this to me. I go, hey, I noticed that you don't really listen to my podcast, or you never like mention that you've heard it, or you don't like know anything that I'm doing on my podcast. And they'll say something like this to me. I get enough of you. So if you're one of those people that you listen every week and you're like, that's enough, I've heard enough, that's cool. We're never going to not do the regular show every week, but we're going to do more, and we're going to go places that we might not go on this show because it's a smaller audience. It's a more intimate audience. So if there's personal details that I might not be comfortable sharing here, maybe I'll share them there. You never know. I get asked a lot of questions. That's all I'm saying. So go. It's redcircle.com is the site where it's hosted. And I'm sure you could just go there and type in the Baller Lifestyle Podcast or look at my Twitter. It's pinned to the top of my Twitter. There's both the subscription and the donation link. And also, if you just look at this episode on your phone right now and look at like the episode notes or whatever, there's a link there if you want to subscribe. And I got to say, I was surprised. You think that everybody that listens to the show is on Twitter, and it's not really the case. So you interact a lot with people on Twitter because you think that's like the place where everybody is, but that's not true. And so I got a couple of people, just people that I know listen or thought listened, reach out via DM this week, and they're like, hey, where's the new page? How can I subscribe? And so it was a good feeling to know that people are listening and people care, and we appreciate you guys. So and I just posted today the first insider content to that page, our Red Circle page. And that's where we reviewed the 1988 Jean-Claude Van Damme kickboxing where no one actually lands a kick in the entire fight, in the entire movie, Bloodsport. I'd never seen it before. So if you want to hear us talk about that, you got to subscribe. It's $5. That's it. Oh, also, if you want to reach out otherwise, send us an email. We're doing a lot more email and voicemail these days. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. And of course, you can always leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. That's it. I'm joined right now, as I always am, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
You know what's funny is we've talked about this many times. I'm on Facebook. Not for the people, but for, it's just a news aggregating site. I know everybody sure. has Apple News or whatever. And I just kind of go on that, and I've had it for years. And
your claim to fame is never having posted a picture of either of your two children, your two beautiful children, on the website Facebook.
Look, if you want to be a sleuth, it's not hard to figure out, like, well, who I'm married to, and she posts plenty. for the two of us. But like, I can't imagine anyone being interested in my kids. So that's not us.
Right.
So I don't do it.
Right.
But more power to you if you do. I don't care. But I do occasionally get a person popping up into my feed, and I'm noticing a lot of restless people that have no need to go outside that are starting to post articles that are giving them the okay to go out.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it, and I get it. Yeah. And we've talked about this for a month and a half or whatever. If you've got to be out there, I respect the hell out of you.
Sure.
If you're not financially set to be able to work from home, I mean, your job doesn't call for it, whatever. I respect everybody. But there are people with a lot more money than me that are doing just fine working from home. And they're posting things like, hey, look, it's highly unlikely you'd get it from walking by somebody on the sidewalk or do this or that. And you can feel it that people are just going out. They're just babies. It's so life indoors these days.
Yeah, but
it's never been easier to be entertained.
Yeah. Well, but also there's nowhere to go. Like,
right.
Where are you going to go? Is he going to go out to dinner?
No, but people are going to the beaches and parks when they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Tom Brady. He can go fuck himself with it. He had to be told by police to go home because he was in a local park. And then you see the palace, the Jeter Palace he lives in.
He's got like a 30,000 square foot mansion.
Yeah. You've got enough room to work out, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just babies. They can't handle it.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is that, initially a couple of not theoretically guessable. This is how bad I am at saying words. You get into your 40s and you can't think of the actual word. I just used guessable because I couldn't think of the actual word I wanted to use, and I still can't. Like veil and Sun Valley and Martha's Vineyard and like all these places, Nantucket, that like all these places were all of a sudden having all these cases of coronavirus because people were like, oh, I ain't fucking with this in my town.
I'll escape the city.
I'm going to go to my weekend place. And then they dragged their disgusting saliva to that place, and then all of a sudden people in that place got it. And also they probably go to these places and they're like, I'm safe here. There's not that many people here, but you're there. And everybody from where you're from is there. And everybody from different places where rich people hang out. So it's like usually pandemics discriminate. And in this one, of course, does to some extent, because if you're at poverty level, by definition, you're living closer to other people. You're in an apartment. You might have generations of people in your apartment. It's going to affect people in densely populated areas the most. But this pandemic also disproportionately affects the wealthy. You don't see that. You don't see, you know, there's no wealthy person ever got Ebola. Because they're not kicking it in Africa. But they are kicking it in Sun Valley. I've seen that. I follow Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Girl keeps it together. I mean, she's probably like 55. But she's bunkered down in her place in Sun Valley with Bruce Willis. That's kind of weird, right?
Wait. Are they
together? No, Bruce Willis has a much younger wife and young children, I think. But he's not quarantining. I mean, given the opportunity, no one would choose to quarantine with children if they can avoid it, right?
I thought you were going to say Bruce Willis because he's supposed to be a real diva.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? But I mean, they're rich, so I'm sure their needs are attended to. So yeah, I mean, stay home. I know that. I mean, it's kind of depends on where you live, I think, too. With, you know, there's places where there's no people.
People are crediting the lower numbers because of the isolation.
Right.
And they're like, see, we can go out. And it's like, these numbers are where they are because of that.
Right. And that's like, if you look at Germany, I don't think did a stay at home order, but they just said, hey, if you could, you know, maybe just don't go out. And people did that. And because they listen,
very orderly people.
They're right. They're very meticulous. And
in a good way. And as we've seen twice, 20th century in a very bad way.
We learned about them. But also they had that really good contact tracing there, that's the same in South Korea. So somebody tests positive. I mean, it's all about, I can't believe we're talking about this. Everybody knows this already. You got to fucking test you got to know who's got it.
Yeah, I didn't. The whole point of these shows, we've been doing movies and stuff. I want no Rona content. I just was noticing there are some people who their life is just fine and you can tell they're getting antsy.
I will say one thing though. If you're, and I'm not, so I have anxiety. Not like crippling, can't leave the house anxiety, but I will wear the heaviness of information. So I don't, and people in my life, I think, are annoyed by this. I, on purpose, try not to take in too much because it makes me feel badly, which is why I try not to get political online. I don't really like get into fights with people online or in person. I'm very conflict averse in general.
Confrontational.
Yeah, because it makes me feel like shit. Even when I win, just having that in my life.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Which is why I try to cut that type of thing out of my life. So I try to avoid all that, but I did watch the best journalism on big subjects, I think, is the PBS show Frontline.
The best.
And Frontline did their last episode was a Corona episode. And I'm not balls deep in this information. I'm not reading this stuff every week. And it was very interesting about how it started in Seattle and how they handled it and what they did right. And which is like pretty much everything. And they talked about how we fucked up the testing because the Germans had an effective test and we wanted to use our own test.
Somebody wanted to profit from it.
Right. And our own test was bullshit. Our own test didn't fucking work. And then there's these other scientists are like, oh no, we got a test. We got this. We know how to do this test. And the FDA is like, okay, first you got to FedEx us this one form. And then, and they're like, what, FedEx? I can't just do it online. No, you got to FedEx the form. Once we get the form, that's when we can read your application, which is 28 pages and needs a prolific testing protocol to be seen by us. Bureaucracy is people have died because of it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's the so I don't know. I'm not on this fucking soapbox. It's a fucking comedy podcast. Speaking of comedy, is fucking Kim Jong-un dead or what?
It's a weird one.
I was celebrating his death all weekend and now I'm told he ain't dead.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing is, what's the move for him? Is it better for everyone to know you're alive or dead?
Right.
As long as your people know you're alive and they'll get murdered if they don't do exactly what you say, from his perspective, does the world community knowing he's alive, is that better for him?
It's so hard to say because
weird because he wants to be around Dennis Rodman.
Right.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I read one article, they said, oh, don't worry. His sister's a real piece of shit and she'll take over if he's gone.
Yeah, but here's I'm going to say one word you've heard a lot. Strong man. And I'm going to say another word you never heard in your life. strong woman. I'm not saying there aren't strong women. I'm just saying I never seen a woman dictator. That's all I'm saying. I think
Margaret Thatcher gave it a good go.
I think the generals might start conspiring.
You would like to think cooler heads.
And they love the fucking West. Like they want all of these fucking countries, all of these countries that are fucking ruled. Do you think they're the Chinese people? Don't love the fucking West. They got go to an airport in Asia. It's Gucci. It's fucking Yves Saint Laurent. It's Prada.
Now,
Coach,
I've said this in the past. It doesn't sound good. I absolutely do not like Kim Jong-un. But I get if you're a dictator,
you don't give that up.
The best thing you have is the threat that you might destroy, right. You know, just send out nuclear missiles. If you have nuclear weapons, you're in good shape.
Yep.
If you don't, you get the Gaddafi treatment eventually.
Right. How'd that work out, by the way? He came, he saw, he died. It's a fucking failed state now. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Saddam.
Same.
If you have the weapons, or at least the threat of the weapons, and nobody knows what's going on, like, he's pretty safe. And I don't, like you said, his love of the West and love of the Chicago Bulls, the 90s Bulls. I don't think he was ever going to
No. Bomb Japan or South Korea?
Own country getting wiped off the map.
Of course not.
But I understand that he's menacing with everybody. He's sending out missiles, showing tests that he could do it.
Sure.
Because that's how you can stay a dictator.
Right.
Otherwise, you get dragged out and out of a hole eventually.
And when somebody crosses you, you publicly assassinate them with an anti-aircraft ordnance just to let them know, hey.
Or if they fall asleep, if your family member falls asleep in a meeting with you, you do the same thing.
Right. And also now he's sick or dead or whatever's going on with him.
Do we even know the ailment?
Well, he was supposedly having surgery to get a stent, which is what you do when you're 36. But he's 300 pounds. I mean, he's a big fat fuck.
Well, he's had some gout issues.
He's a little fat fuck.
Yeah, he's so a wee.
He's he's not on the same diet that he's got his people on. Starvation diet. He'd look better if he did.
No, he's got those sausage fingers. He's got the Billy Barty fingers.
He looks like shit. I want to celebrate his death because he is a real piece of shit.
He's awful. He's awful. I'm just saying I get what he's been up to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you don't give it back, but at least you could do it with some pizzazz. Like, say what you will about Gaddafi.
His guards were the women, right?
Yeah, all women bodyguards, hot women in pumps. Walking around in stilettos. Like, I mean,
Un's just got that toupee on a watermelon haircut.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good deal. Whatever he's up to, but, I need details and the CIA knows, right? We have spies.
Yeah. I what we find out the public is last week's news, but I saw that they had tracked a train that he was probably on.
Right. Travels by train, baller. I bet he's got a pretty sweet setup on that train.
Yeah, it's probably like Snowpiercer.
I love Snowpiercer. I didn't realize
they're making a show out of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that. I didn't realize I saw Parasite and I enjoyed Parasite, but Snowpiercer to me was it really stuck with me. I thought it was so good.
Yeah, when the teacher whips out the machine gun,
amazing. I didn't realize it was the same dude.
Same dude.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking auteur.
And I just learned, I watched, there was like some Goonies reunion or something. They got all the cast together, like including Spielberg and Josh Brolin, all those people. The fat kid, Chunk, he's now an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah.
He's that guy's lawyer, the Parasite guy.
Shut up.
He's hit it big.
Jeff
Cohen.
Cohen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the best is they're asking what everybody's up to. And for the most part, I mean, by the way, Kerry Green looks great still.
Yeah.
But they asked what everybody's up to. And Corey Feldman, this is like, we're stuck inside. Let's have some nostalgia. The Goonies. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm actually out promoting this expose I did on pedophiles. And they're like, okay, thank you. Next, Josh Brolin, what are you up to? Yeah. Like, come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck. Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
I get it. Rough childhood for your boy.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was in Lost Boys and it was pretty good. That's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, but isn't that the movie where he said it all went down?
Well, I think
he and Haim got goosed. Right?
I think his big revelation is that Charlie Sheen diddled Corey Haim on the set of Lucas.
Right.
I don't want to get sued. This is just what I read. This is
I think I heard that.
This is online. This is available online. So don't shoot the messenger here, because I'm like, I don't know if you heard another at the Kerry beginning, I'm begging for donations here. So it's not like I don't have anything. You're not going to get anything out of this asshole. No. Plus I'm not, I just read that. That's on the internet.
Well, if you need a lawyer, Chunk
I can't afford that guy.
Yeah, he's big time now.
No, he's doing the Snowpiercer guy. What else? Anything else?
Not really.
Okay. You want to do some, let's do some.
Is it stories you or do, voicemails
you,
or
you want to do voicemails or email
voicemails.
Okay. Voicemails. Hold on. I got to cue my phone here because the voicemails come out of my phone. And of course we're going to play the intro.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Okay, a couple of emails. Let's see what people have to say here.
Voicemails.
Hey, Bri, Ed. Hey,
Lala.
It's our good friend LSU Lala. I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks, and man, his vocal tone, it just never gets old.
Still bringing it.
God damn, this guy's got a good fucking voice.
Yep.
Comedians this week made me start thinking I guess it's female comedian.
Is that you got the cops coming by your house?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I wasn't sure if that was a voicemail or not.
Yeah, we're doing a good job in Hoboken, but we got lots of Rona.
Yeah, you got lots of Rona. You got, what do you got, a million people in 1 square mile or something?
Yeah, 55K in a mile.
That's not good.
A lot of people.
That's a lot. They're all stacked up. It's people, Ed, you can tell me. You don't have to tell me.
Do I have it?
No. Have you had a case in your building yet?
People seem to know this about their own. I mean, it's a 100-unit building. I have to think we do.
Yeah, you'd think. Just do the numbers.
But I don't know anything about my building. Yeah, I don't know anything about anyone in the building. One of the reasons where I really jumped on this apartment.
Yeah.
I'm one of 3 units in the building that has a back entrance, a back patio, like it's a duplex.
Yeah.
So I can go in and out through the back. So I haven't used the front door in months.
Oh, nice. So you have.
So I'm not around the people. I avoid the gen pop.
So you have like a ground floor entrance of your own.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big selling point right there. When the market comes back around.
Yeah.
That's going to be big for you. appreciate that.
So I don't need to be around the people, but I mean, how could it not in 100 unit building?
Of course,
there's definite Rona in our building.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's now that the cops have gone by, they're probably. You think they're going to get Artie?
You know, they always do.
Yeah,
I mean, once a year.
Artie. Poor Artie.
Yeah, poor that.
I think
nose.
He's better now. I think he's better now, though. Yeah, I don't.
But then he was like better, but with that nose.
Well, I did hear him interviewed once. Like, and he was like, there lots of plastic surgeons are like, oh, we can fix that nose. But he needed to have like a certain amount of sobriety first before it like made sense.
It would look better to wear the fake Groucho Marx glasses.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, to just have a concave nose.
Or what's his name? Shock G, Digital Underground.
Yes, that's right.
Humpty Hump.
Shock G.
Yeah.
Well, you don't go with a concave nose. Poor Artie Lang.
He kind of looks like Vinny Pazienza.
Oh, the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
What happened, the accident?
Yeah. He was getting. Did he have an accident? I know he got his nose flattened a bunch of times in the ring.
Well, he had a car accident. I remember he had a halo. He would come to the fights as he was getting better.
I think I remember that.
The halo.
Yeah. That's a tough. Artie's fighting the good fight. He's a good dude. I will say this, though. I remember you were saying, we were talking about Beer League, the Artie Lang movie. You were saying it was a real piece of shit. And then I was like, I remember that being funny. I remember like getting the DVD from Netflix or something and watching it and thinking it was good. And then it was on. I'm like, oh, Beer League's on. And I'm like, I'll show that Ed Daily. And I threw it on. I will say this. The lead actress in it. Is
oh, I'm sure.
Banging, really
wasn't
attractive.
Karate Kid in that one?
Karate Kid's in it. Laurie Metcalf, like he called in a lot of favors. The script is a little. It was tough.
Metcalf's like a legit actress.
And she's
like
a Tony Award winner. She's a legend. But we love Artie. Hope he's doing well.
Or, I don't know. I guess kind of vulgar or potty mouth. Does that make them a little bit hotter to you guys? I'm thinking like Nikki Glaser and Sarah Silverman, the blue working blue and stuff like that. How does that affect the attractiveness level to you guys?
Oh, interesting. So he's asking.
He was saying them working blue. Does it affect one way or the other?
Yeah. Do we? So is this because I can separate the attractiveness from the funny? Like I don't need a woman comedian to be. I don't need to want to have sex with her to think she's funny. Right.
Right. But I've got a weird take on this and
you're going to be the hot take, aren't funny guy.
I think I've always thought Sarah Silverman was very funny.
She's incredibly funny.
And very attractive.
She is also, Sarah Silverman is one of these women that doesn't age.
Right.
Cause I think she's probably 50.
Yeah. She looks fantastic.
She looks like she's 33.
Nikki Glaser, I find attractive, but I don't like her comedy. It's too much.
Totally agree.
Wow. You would like Sarah Silverman peppered in a lot of jokes, not just about sex.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser, it's all about like, oh, my vibrator sucks. And it's not, I don't like one tone comedians.
I agree. I hear Nikki Glaser and stuff on podcasts and
she's cool.
She seems really cool. And I know she has a serious show and, but I tried to watch her most recent special and it was, it just like kind of made me bummed out.
Yeah. I fully think that it's not because she's a woman that I wouldn't like a guy only talking about sex.
No,
I'm not a dice man guy. Like that's not my thing.
It's just like a lot. And also I just feel like because her whole thing is like, guys don't want to commit and guys will ghost you and like all that. And I'm like, I mean, I feel like it's a more of a picker situation. Like you're interacting with the wrong dudes, because right. there's plenty of good guys in the world, and you're obviously beautiful and you're successful and you're funny. You know, it's like, no, a guy's like a lot of guys can would value and appreciate that. I think it's right. just maybe, you know, you're hooking up with the wrong dudes, but I'm not 100% sure I understand the question, but I don't, it doesn't matter to me if, I mean, in my personal life, I'm cool with girls talking dirty, but I don't need a comedian to be, I don't think they're more funny if they talk dirty. I think they're just funny if they're funny.
But you're saying talking dirty just for the sake of talking dirty. This is my issue, is talking dirty as a means for comedy. I don't find it like that's, that's what makes it funny.
I agree.
You tell a funny sex story, it's a funny sex story.
Totally. 100%. 100% with you on that, Ed. Totally agree. Okay, here's another voicemail.
Hey guys. Hey Brian. Hey Ed.
Big fan. Hold on. It's a ladies' line. Have we ever? We've had once before. We've had
it's
one.
It's rare.
One female caller before. It's like I know.
We get emails. It's saying that women listen, but
yeah, chicks,
they usually don't get shit faced and call in like guys tend to do.
No. And it's calling in is a very guy thing. It's very, it's testosterone driven. You're like, I'm going to go in there and do something.
You're right. Guys assume everybody wants to hear them. And if you're not Lala,
no,
there's not many guys that have a voice
that's
that
true.
Just want to hear.
We have some good male callers, but I know we've had female callers in the past. And if you're listening right now and you've called the show and I don't remember, I apologize. I very much appreciated your call and you should call back. 949-464.
But I'm excited.
8257. Yeah, I'm excited too.
What do we got?
Thank you guys for a long time. Show's gotten really good this year. Not sure what changed, but been enjoying it a lot. I wanted to call and talk about a segment that you had on your recent show about the OnlyFans. I'm trying to keep this story short.
Oh, hold on.
So I just learned about it. Was it last week you brought it up?
OnlyFans. Yeah, OnlyFans. So that's like I've made this point for many years. Porno is a means to an end. Like if you are going on websites, and it used to be back in the day, you'd get the DVDs or the magazines or whatever, like Club International was a good one. I'll take the Club. OUI also very good magazine.
You've been talking about that. I've also said for many years, it's free now.
I remember back in the day you'd hit the liquor store library, which was pretty sweet. You'd go over there in the corner and you'd be like, oh yeah, they got something to peruse in this liquor store. They got a little library, and you don't see that anymore because porno is online. There's no, I don't think there really are the magazines anymore, but the other day I was in a liquor store. And I had this talk with you the other day about the meat stick, how the meat stick is dead.
Oh yeah. They also have a t-shirt shop in your liquor store.
Yeah. This was a different liquor store, but I was coming out of the liquor store after making my purchases and I walked by the door and I'm like, holy shit, there's a fucking liquor store library here. I haven't seen one of those in forever. But my larger point about porno is that porno, ever since it's existed, is that's a means of marketing yourself for your private business. So every woman you see,
right, like Instagram,
right? Yeah. On Instagram doing porno, they're available for you to have sex with. That's not that's not their job. That's the way they market their real job, which is going around the country dancing at clubs and giving hand jobs in the back room. That's right. Just how
they'll give you their Venmo.
That's right. That's right. And I'm not like I'm not putting any shade on that. I think that's a perfectly acceptable way to make a living. I'm just saying, I don't think people realize that all the time. But now it's gotten a little better for our friends in the porno business because they can market themselves through their porno, but they don't even have to go around. They don't have to go to Deja Vu or
they don't have the ski pole anymore.
Right. Or Little Darlings. I mean, I'm sure they do that too, but like once a week or every couple days, they'll turn on the webcam in their bedroom and they'll do sex acts alone or with a partner, with a friend. I'm not sure. I've never subscribed to one on a website called OnlyFans where you can subscribe just to watch your favorite star. And I think there's multiple of these websites, but I think OnlyFans is the big one. So that's what this caller is talking about because we discussed it here last week. Okay. Let's see where she's going.
Your host, Brian Beckner, seemed to be a little judgy about people that subscribe to OnlyFans to watch people have sex.
Okay, hold on. Does that sound like me? I don't remember being judgy.
I genuinely didn't even know about it. It seemed like it didn't make a lot of sense for Telly's situation because he said he started paying to see someone naked that he already had sex with.
That's right. And also,
so if you pay for somebody you've had sex with them, that's a prostitute.
I couldn't remember the context in which OnlyFans was discussed on this show, but now you remind me, Ed. It was our friend of the show, caller, Telly Tuput, let us know that he was subscribing to an OnlyFans with some chick that worked at his golf course that I don't know if you know this, Telly Tuput, he's a big golfer. He had had sex with a girl and he was also subscribing to her OnlyFans. And I don't remember throwing shade on that. As a matter of fact, I remember saying, hey, Telly, hit me with that login in the DMs. So I don't know.
You were mostly explaining what it was. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, I support people gigging, you know, like how
it's a gig economy.
That's how we live. This is the future.
You gotta show somebody your ass for money. Fine.
Show that ass. And nobody loves an ass more than me. I would love to see an ass. Now I'm not
paying for it.
No, I'm not paying $20 a month for it. I don't want to see an ass that bad. We've already discussed that I'm not a frequent masturbator. I feel like I'm a high testosterone guy.
Oh my God. Being stuck in an apartment with three other people.
Yeah. It's impossible. You can't wank.
We're getting into code red. I mean, I'm going to have to retrain my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to have to learn to shower. I'm going to have to learn to do the stand up gig.
You're not a shower wanker. And my buddy Todd's laminated porn idea never caught on.
Come on, Todd.
I know he had the idea. He couldn't get it backed. Couldn't get it back. What, you know, laminated porn. It had it. There was a moment there. Laminated porn.
Shark Tank doing Zoom calls. Maybe he could get in on it.
Holy shit. We might have to do that. So I'm not throwing any shade on OnlyFans. And in fact, I will reiterate. Hey, Telly Tuput, where my login, fam? Hit me with that login so I can check out what you're working with. Okay. All right. Let's see what this caller has to say.
Now, this is anonymous, so no one's going to know who this is, but I have subscribed to OnlyFans before.
Okay. Ed.
Yep.
I feel like this is about to take an exciting turn. This is a female telling us that she's subscribed to OnlyFans. And I'll be honest, this is exciting for me.
So see people have sex. Here's the story.
Whoa.
I've been following this guy on Instagram for a long time. And I won't give you his name, but he's a workout guy, but he's all tattooed and he's like buff as fuck. And
is she talking about, I mean, I haven't been doing my deadlifting videos in a while, but I think she might be talking about me.
Have you done it since you broke both wrists?
Well, that was a few years ago, Ed. Yes, I have. But yeah, I'll tell you what. Doing a chin up and doing push-ups now, It's not the same as it once was when you didn't before you broke both wrists. But thank you for reminding me of that.
Hot. And he does all these weightlifting videos, and he's always in like shorts with no underwear.
What?
And he just looks like he's packing. And I watch them all the time, and it's super sexy. And I just have always wondered what this guy looked like without those shorts on. So he started dating this girl who's also very sexy, and she started doing an OnlyFans thing. And I could tell from their OnlyFans promo preview that he takes his pants off and has sex with her.
Whoa.
And I thought to myself, is it ridiculous to pay $20 just to see this guy, what he's packing?
No.
And then I decided, no, it's not. And I did it, and I paid $20, and it was worth it. That's my story. I did watch them have sex, and it was hot, but I got what I wanted. It cost me $20. So, you know, sometimes that's what OnlyFans is for. Thought I would share my story. On that
that's
note,
a great story.
Someone I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
my mouth is agape right now.
But it seems like it's only reasonable for her to pay whatever our version of Patreon is.
$5.
$5, whatever the company is. I'm sorry, I don't remember what you said. It's not Patreon.
Red Circle.
Red Circle is the only fans of the Baller Lifestyle podcast.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe if you pay for long enough, maybe you'll see something.
That's true. I don't know if there's a video aspect
to
it.
When that technology is available, you might.
Yeah. We'll do it for the right amount. Ed and I will do the show shirtless. And
without underwear, under shorts.
And or pantsless. But
I haven't worn underwear since March.
Well, I haven't worn underwear since 1990. But I don't feel like anybody. I do wear underwear when I work out, obviously, or run, because that's, you know, it's just a safety issue. But I don't feel like anybody, if I were to work out underwearless, I don't feel like anybody could see me do that and then be like, I need to see more of this guy. I don't feel like I have that same appeal in the way she's discussing.
Yeah, when I worked out this morning, if you were to watch me work out, you'd see somebody muttering motherfucker to themselves like 11 times per minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm generally bummed out while I work out.
Totally.
When is this fucking over?
Totally. I know. It's horrible. Okay, she's not done yet. There's more.
Connoisseur of penis.
Whoa, hold on. I feel like whatever she just said, we did not get the full thing. Yeah. We got to go back a little bit. Hold on. Doing this on my phone. Oh my God. Oh no, you're going to be so mad at me. Hold on.
We're starting over.
We're not starting over, but I have fat fingers. You know what I need? You know what I need, Ed? A stylus. Okay. Let's try it. Let's try again. Oh wait. No, I think it was like, I'm not sure where we left off. I'm going to just back up a little bit.
On that note, as someone I consider to be a connoisseur of penis, I like them a lot. Your assessment of John Lennon's penis was off. I checked it out, and he is uncut, but he's packing. It's not small. Okay, that's all I got to say. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good show. Enjoy it very much.
Wait a second. Is it the bird's nest around it?
Female listener. Wow. So
I'm going to go check it out.
I got to set this back up. So we had talked a while back. There's a documentary on Netflix. I think it's called John and Yoko, or it's about the making of the, not the Plastic Ono Band, but like Double Fan. Well, it's about John Lennon making a solo album. I can't remember which one. And it's all this cool footage from back then of them, George coming over, and they're having tea in the kitchen, and they're in the fucking studio, and it's badass. And Yoko's also there. But we were discussing it on the show, and I don't remember if it was in the movie or if it just came up on the show. But
Jay Stu just forwarded us the picture.
Right. Oh yeah, because Jay Stu, who is disgusting.
Okay. I'm looking.
Yeah.
if that's a good penis,
yeah,
then everything I thought about myself.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine.
What do you do? What do you Google? John Lennon, Yoko Ono, NSFW?
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, nude, and that came right up.
Okay. I didn't. Okay. Hold on. Images. Let me just see here. Let me see here. Oh my God, this computer. I'm clicking.
I'm not saying it's horrible.
Hold on.
I'm not saying it's horrible.
Hold on.
But it's not. So it's not anything.
Well, first of all, and we know, everyone knows this. There's the grower versus shower situation. A lot of guys, some guys with a big ass dick, their big ass dick is the same size, hard and soft. It just like thickens up.
What I'm seeing here
is
he slapped it around a bit.
Let's see here. Let's see.
Oh, it's not standing at attention, but it's not.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh my God, I clicked the wrong link.
He didn't just get out of the swimming pool.
Yeah. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. I need a good. Yoko Ono's experimental exotic film. I got to find it because there's only a small one here. Hold on. John Lennon, Yoko Ono nude. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Picture of them from behind. But
yeah, she's, yeah, both of them. Both of them.
She's got a long back.
So, I mean, it's might have a little blood in it, but it's mostly flaccid.
Right, but I'm just saying he gave it a couple slaps.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He's like, still standing at attention.
He gave it the Kevin Bacon treatment. I get it.
Oh, wait, there's one where it's up.
Oh, there it is? Whoa. Whoa. Hold on, my computer's so slow. Oh,
do you want me to send it to you?
No, I'm looking right now. Oh,
see the one where they're sitting and it's pointed up?
The accepting of the cookies.
It's pointed up and to the right.
I'm not. He has a. I'd put him in just the regular dick category. I don't say he's got a small dick.
No. But I'm saying I feel like I'm in that club. Not the.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I've said this 700 times on this show. Take all the dicks in the world. Put our man Wood from the memes.
Yeah.
He would probably be, if not all the way to the right, nearly all the way to the right. And that's where the big ones are. You take the biggest dick and you put it all the way to the right. And then you line them all up and you put the smallest dick all the way to the left. And then you take my dick and you go, where does your dick fit in there, Brian? Where does your dick line up in all these dicks?
Fleabag, the exhibit at the end.
Yeah.
Her mom's exhibit.
I want my dick just to be one to the right. You go right to the middle. You go right to the middle. Right in the middle. There's the middle dick, average dick. I want mine just one over to the right. That's all I care about.
Fair.
Of course, I want the rumor. I've also discussed on the show. You don't want too big of a dick because chicks can't handle it. A lot of times they feel like they're getting fucked in the lung. You know, it's too much dick, or it's too, like, I feel like our man Wood is too wide. It's a wide ass dick. So you don't,
girth.
But you want to be known as somebody that has a pretty big dick, because that's just a fucking good rumor to have. I would say John Lennon, he's in the middle. He might be one to the right.
Maybe but I'm just saying, he makes me feel good. He's got way more confidence than I do.
We get ruined by porn because guys in porn have massive hogs. And if you look at the data, the dicks over like 8 inches or something, it's like 1% of the population.
Right.
But it's every guy in porn. So you're like, oh my God, I got a small ass dick. I got a buddy that's always like, I just always assume that the chicks in porn have really small hands, which is a good way to think about it. A good way to be positive. But I'm kind of with the caller now, Yoko. And I don't want a body shame here, but I got another buddy of ours. When we talked about this on the show, another buddy of ours was obsessed. He became, he's like, hey, I heard you talking about that thing. He's like, I didn't know that about Yoko, that she has large breasts. And I was like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And he's like, no, dude, I got, like, what are you talking about? I need to see that. And then I sent, so I had to look up the picture that Jay Stu sent us, and I sent it to him. And this fucking guy, friend of the show, he will fucking resend me this picture at least once a week, and where he's like, Bri, why were you keeping Yoko's deal a secret? And I'm like, I don't know about this. Like, he's like, did you know about that? I'm like, no, I didn't. I wasn't aware till it was on the show. It's not my, and I still don't want to know. I'm not interested. It's not for me. But John, I mean, he's got a pretty massive bush, which I think is obscuring a lot of the,
I think that's it. A lot of the base.
But it's like he's hanging past the bag, although it might be kind of cold in there because his bag looks a little retracted. But if you're hanging past the bag,
I'm telling everyone, don't look at the picture of them from behind.
Okay, well, hold on. Now I got to see that.
She's got a really long back.
Oh, I just realized you could zoom in here.
Okay, that's...
What? Jeez. Are you getting uncomfortable? Well, hold on. I'm going to look at the one from behind. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's not for me. Anyway, it's a fucking great songwriter, this guy. Okay. Thank you for that.
Come on.
And also, whoever that was. So usually when you call into the show, you get your phone number comes along with your call. This person, that anonymous ladies line caller, who just called to tell us that she stalked some dude's dick on OnlyFans. Her phone number is unknown, Ed.
Oh,
not.
I didn't detect an accent.
No accent. Yeah.
Like when Kyle and Scanny used to call. Of
course,
we knew.
Of course. What? Hope Kyle and Scanny's okay. Kyle, call back in. How's things in Scanny? You're a farmer. How's things going during quarantine on the farm, buddy?
Right.
Give us a heads up. I'd like to know. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. LSU Lala and anonymous female caller.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
I think the most cutting part of that song where he says, I think I'll give hetero life a try. I mean, fair. And again, whatever you are, I'm fine with, but I am hetero. I'm not trying out to be hetero. I'm not denying that I'm something else. I'm completely hetero. I got two kids. And he's saying, I think because I wear jewelry, he's saying, I think I'll give hetero life a try. Like that's not that cool. Okay. A couple of emails. Hey guys. Oh, here's another one, Ed. My wife and I love the show.
Oh, we got two.
Yes. Yes. You read that correctly. My wife, he all caps his wife. And I love the show. It started with just the Bachelor lifestyle. Of course, those are the episodes I do with Jason Stewart in Bachelor season.
Nothing to do with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're welcome. Come on anytime you want in. You guys are the only podcast that just tells it how it is. That's right. You actually comment on what the producers must be doing to these dolts. You totally see through all these women who go on just for followers. And you are the only show that just straight up said that it was clear Pete kept Victoria F around just for the fantasy suite. One comment, though. Your show didn't give enough love to Lauren, marketing executive and former Laker girl from Glendale. I don't know who that is. I don't remember that person. Other than that, you have the best takes. We look forward. Oh, other than that, you have the best takes. We look forward to listening to your show together every week. Your show honestly might have saved our marriage. Well, that's one of us. We have a couple of movie review recommendations for you. Number one, Ed. Bloodsport, the Jean-Claude Van Damme classic. We just did that.
It's You're in luck.
Yes, we have that. All you got to do is go to redcircle.com. Go look on your phone right now. Go to the episode notes. Click on the donation link or the subscription link. Pay $5 and you can hear
Half a sawbuck.
Yeah, you can half a sawbuck. Then you can listen to Bloodsport and you can listen to everything else that we're ever going to do on that page. Number two, I've thought about this one too. Adventures in Babysitting. 80s Elizabeth Shue is pretty hot. Well, if you heard our cocktail review.
We've done a few of her movies.
Yeah, we've done.
Or a couple. We've done Karate Kid and.
Yeah. She's only in Karate Kid one though, right?
Oh, you know, we've done another one of her movies that really had very little to do with her. Back to the Future 2. She played Jennifer.
Right. There was a different Jennifer in the first one where he got that sweet Toyota 4x4 at the end.
Yeah. She just was like a passed out on the porch right. for most of Back to the Future.
Yeah,
done three Lizzie Shue movies.
Don't he and Doc roofie her? They
yes.
problematic. Yes. They roofie yeah, Jennifer yeah. and then just lay her down. That's also Back to the Future 2 is so bad. That's right. also the one where
one is like one of the best.
Yeah.
And then three is like passable as a fun, like Western
kind of different. Steenburgen. She's in there. She's looking good. In number two, it's real bad. It's real convoluted.
Right.
Confusing. Biff is like a Trump character. He's running the town. But also they roofie Jennifer and put her to sleep for the whole movie, which is weird. And then they couldn't get
Glover.
Crispin Glover. They couldn't get him for the second movie.
They got a guy to go upside down the whole movie.
Yeah, they got another actor and they fucking put him in makeup to look like Crispin Glover. And I believe Crispin Glover sued for royalties and won. Because he's like, yeah. Oh, they didn't. You can't not hire me and then have somebody do an impression of me in makeup for the whole right. movie.
And the whole thing is he trashed the movie because the end goal of the movie was they rewarded him with a brand new truck, and he thought, and the parents were rich, and he thought it was, you know, the pursuit of commercialism in America.
That's right.
And like, yeah, I get it, but like, again, you're in a fucking movie with a time machine with a happy ending.
Yeah.
Like, come on, buddy.
No, I get that. I get you're not Jonas Salk out there, Crispin.
Right.
Like, you've chosen Hollywood as your career path. It's not
your
the
dad
most.
Your dad was a James Bond henchman villain.
Oh, is that true? Oh, you know a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, he looks just like him. Yeah. Something Glover, yeah. but. Yeah. He looks just like him. There's a movie, I think Diamonds Are Forever, and it's Mr. Wint and Mr. Kid, and he's Mr. Wint.
That reminds me, I was thinking of you the other night. My son, I was flipping channels, it was a few weeks ago, and they were doing, I think it was like Epics, or one of these channels that just like runs nothing but James Bond movies, and I know you love James Bond. And there was one on, I think it might have been Never Say Never Again.
Right.
And it's really bad. It's Connery. And I almost did.
But it's not in canon. It's not part of because.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is too nerdy. Getting too nerdy for me.
This okay. is actually
not in canon. Yeah. Tell me.
Octopussy came out within a couple months of that movie. And it was Sean Connery's Fuck You. And apparently like one studio had the rights to one movie. And so they put out two James Bond movies in like the same month.
Oh, wow. Because this was Roger Moore era.
because Connery, you know, had a falling out with the producers, and it was the Roger Moore era. It was right around the time of Octopussy, and they're like, and Connery's like, you know what? I'll play James Bond for this other one. It was very weird.
Yeah, so I was watching Never Say Never Again, and my son came in the room, and he was in the room. He was like stood there. Like he was going towards his room, and he just stopped, and he's like, he loves movies. And he's like, oh, is this James Bond? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, he stood and watched for about 20 minutes. And in that 20 minutes, James Bond railed three different chicks. And
was it Basinger? What? No, it, she was
so in a bill. No, Basinger's in it, but she's not until she doesn't show up till later. And my son just turns to me and goes, dude, James Bond must have had all the diseases.
He probably did.
I mean, my dude fucked a lot. That's the one where he's like, they swim down to a shipwreck.
Well, Never Say Never Again is like video games or something. It's early 80s.
No, it's not. That wasn't that one. It's the one with Basinger. And it's like in Monaco.
I thought it's never. Yeah, in Monaco. And they play a video game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Because the bad guy's got a ship. And it's got like all the controls. Yeah.
That's a James Bond movie, but like not really James Bond. It's weird.
And I almost did a how fucking old is this guy? Because, but then I looked and Sean Connery's really old now. And he was like in his 50s. He was like in his early 50s for this one. Yeah. He had the fake hair.
And the thing about the James Bond now, you know, Daniel Craig looks great.
He's gorgeous. I mean, he's 5'6".
He's way older.
Yeah, he is.
Then what's his name when he Roger Moore when he stopped because you know Roger Moore loved that son he looked pretty old
He had the dyed
hair. in those early 80s ones he was like 51 and he looked ancient and he moved badly.
Well, you know, I mean back then this is a different time. Okay, so I don't know if I don't know if I want to do Adventures in Babysitting. One, because I don't want to watch it. And B, there's no way Elizabeth Shue can be any hotter than she was in Cocktail.
She was great in that one.
Peak Elizabeth Shue. So I feel like I would be bummed out. Because it's probably more Zoftig Elizabeth Shue, which is fine. But it's, you know, I was more into the Cocktail one. Side note, our all-time favorite movie is Die Hard. And your review on that was awesome. Yeah, you guys should go back and listen to that. Keep up the good work and please stay safe. Chris from Cambridge. Chris, I love hearing from you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
You, your wife, both of you. I really appreciate.
Chris and Mrs. Chris.
Yes, I really appreciate you guys reaching out. Thank you for listening. One more email. Guys, episode 317 was absolutely electric. I love a good movie review, but this one just hit differently. Should be differently. You hit all the topics. The plumber talk when Ed mentioned the guy skidding his toilet. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, you guys, how'd you get me to read that? You know I don't like that. Brian's
in the water heater.
Brian's. Yeah, to recap. Ed had workmen at his place and one of them asked to use the restroom and Ed didn't have the good sense to say, hey man, one or two, because there's a McDonald's down the street. If it's a two, you head down there. It's like this season of Curb. Larry opens Latte Larry's it's a no defecation
zone. They don't even have stalls in it.
Yeah, they don't have. There's only urinals.
This was pretty good.
It's a no defecation zone. Brian's reaction was gut busting. I barely held my truck in the lane from Portland to the Valley. From the emails and the regular call-ins, it was nonstop ATM. Even the Scoop It Up song. Oh, wait, you mean the song?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's not it. Hold on. Is it this one?
Yeah.
We don't condone this song on the show, by the way. This is sent in by a listener.
Yeah, we didn't
scoop it up, scoop it up. All y'all bitches get to suck.
Wow, I'm like, come on. Come on, listeners. Easy with the scoop it up song. Plus, great to hear from Dave in Rancho San Clemente. Miss a good horse whinny. Yeah, he had that horse whinny guy. Too much good stuff to list. Keep up the hilarity. My favorite podcast, Jerry from the Valley, Oregon.
Thank you, Jerry.
Tell 50,000 of your cousins, please. I love you. I love your love for the
PDX?
Show.
PDX is the airport code?
Yeah, Portland. Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful state, Oregon. They hate Californians there because it's so much cheaper to live. We all move up there. And also they got the legal weed, like most strip clubs per capita. Great food city. Just a great place. Ed, you got anything else?
I do have a couple of stories.
Okay, let's do it.
So the draft was last weekend.
Yeah. So, and you know, a lot of people were texting me. I was out on a walk and some of my friends were texting me and they're like, yeah, the draft, Roger Goodell, it's fucking drafting. And I'm like, you know, they make a list of that shit, right?
Oh yeah. But you watch award shows. It's
no, I don't. Oh yeah. I mean, I watch.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah. You watch award shows.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They have lists that you can watch highlights make and they say nobody should watch an award show.
There's a list of just what they should do is they should do the draft like they do back in the day. They did back in the day. And then they should just give everybody the list and then be like, here's who everybody drafted. And then everybody could just look at the list.
No, I enjoyed it because it was something. You're watching highlights. It felt good again.
You know what there was? Because I did see some of it, Ed.
What?
There was a shitload of commercials for the fucking military.
Oh, no. I didn't even notice.
Look. Nobody loves America more than I do. I'm the number one. I'm fucking Mr. America.
Uncle Sam on steroids.
I'm Captain America. I'm Sam the fucking Eagle over here. I'm from this country. I don't need this fucking jingoistic bullshit on my fucking NFL draft. I get it.
Well, we had the Blue Angels fly ahead above our apartment
today.
Well,
that's badass. That's amazing.
For a second and a half. I'm glad we spent like $20 million.
It's pretty loud.
It was great. I didn't tell him that it was happening. We were just out shooting baskets in our little patio.
Oh, yeah. And getting the vid. You're out there getting the vid. You have your mask on? You're probably giving people vid left and right out there.
I don't know. We've got an enclosure. Nobody's around us.
All right.
But he heard it, and I forgot to warn him that this is going to be loud. He, took off towards the building because he thought, somebody's coming in hot. Yeah. Somebody's going to bomb us. It's so fucking loud.
He thought it was 9/12.
Yeah, it felt that way. But yeah, it was good because it took our minds off of the Rona for a second.
And also cool world that we live in that a fucking kid hears a loud noise and he thinks we're all going to die. You know, let's just take a minute and just fucking take a step back from that for a second and go, oh, hey, this is the world we made. And we're all just super cool with it. You know, hey, yeah, kids run when they hear loud noises. Huh? What?
Right.
What? We all agreed to this being the world in which we live. How about we fucking take a look at that for 1 second and have a talk about it?
Well, they were not spooked in the Michael Bay Pearl Harbor movie where they show kids playing baseball as the zeros are just heading into the port. And it's like, didn't this happen at 6 a.m. on a Sunday? Kids playing baseball?
That's kind of weird. Those are little Mitsubishi four bangers, though. It's not the same as a jet engine. Okay, I'll give him that. Why was Winston Wolfe at a fucking cocktail party at 7 a.m.? Have we figured that out yet?
No, hadn't figured that out. Kind of weird.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
He was in a tux, too.
He was in a tuxedo.
This had to be a spillover from the night before.
But it didn't. I just watched it the other day, and nobody looks haggard like they've been partying all night. It's very weird. It could be a funeral, but again, who has a funeral at 7 a.m.?
Who wears a tuxedo to a funeral?
Nobody.
You wear a suit.
No,
you don't wear a fucking tuxedo. Yeah,
you make a fantastic point. I can't argue with you. You're right.
But it's still the best movie ever.
It's a great movie.
Patriots. Well, they decided, most teams don't do this, but every once in a while, a team will draft a kicker in the later round.
This is great.
Well, the Patriots drafted a kicker from, well, I'm looking at his helmet. Is it Marshall?
Yeah, West Virginia.
Well, you know, he had some tats, and one of them is of the three percenters, a right-wing militia.
Yeah.
And now he's agreed to cover it up.
So I'm a benefit of the doubt guy. I read his statement.
Oh, that he has relatives in the military?
Yeah, was like, I got that tattoo when I was like 16. I didn't realize what it was about. Look.
So in the 6 years since, nobody pointed it out?
I had a hand-poked four-legged spider on my shoulder from childhood until I was 30 years old and I got it covered up. It was very embarrassing to have. Didn't want to take my shirt off. I made a bad decision. I'm guessing, and I'm from a fucking cosmopolitan place. I'm woke. And I made a bad decision. This kid is West Virginia, you know, like they don't know stuff there. I don't know. I feel like I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. And he said, and he's getting it covered up, he said.
Well, it's important because if there's one thing I know about Boston is they won't stand for racism.
last team in every sport to integrate.
I feel we should finish on yet another sports story.
Yeah.
You know, kind of we talk about the romanticized eras of baseball. You think of, you know, the greats, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and Mickey Mantle.
Ooh. The Mick. He liked to have a few. What was that movie, that Billy Crystal movie that they did on HBO? It was pretty good. And that guy with the big
61?
The guy with the big
dog.
Barry
Pepper one?
Barry Pepper, who is a Scientologist, I believe. He played Roger Maris. And what's his name? Thomas Jane from Hung.
Oh, beautiful. See, guy.
Now there's a rumor guy. Like, you don't know. You don't know what Thomas Jane is packing. He's a character actor. They tried to make him the Punisher for a while. He was married to, and I believe had children with Patricia Arquette, who is not Florida white trash, like they say. He is, but then he played a character on an HBO show with Anne Heche called Hung, and he was a gigolo, which is not a thing that exists in real life. And the whole thing about the character was he had this big ass dick. So, you know, every fucking coffee shop this Thomas Jane walks into to this day, there's one person that looks at him and goes, that's that guy with that big ass dick.
Yeah. I heard he has a big dick.
He does.
So, but, no, but, I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm
right,
saying
right.
That's the rumor. What they're saying. Well, I heard he has a big dick.
I believed you. It's like if you're on General Hospital. I remember hearing this back in the day. If you're on General Hospital and you play a doctor, people will come up to you in real life and be like, "Doc, I got this thing with my shoulder." You're not a fucking doctor.
Can you check this out?
Right.
I got this growth back here.
You're a AAA level actor. You're not an actual doctor. So if you play a guy with a big ass dick, people are going to think in life, you're going to get the rumor, which is what you want, that you got a big ass dick. Okay. Well, what were we talking about?
The Mick. The Mick.
Yeah, the Mick. I bet he had a big ass dick. He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, he, one time he was using that big ass dick. Mm-hmm. I'll just say the headline outright, 'cause I don't know how to dance around it.
How are you? Yeah. It's sometimes it's better to just use somebody else's word. Nobody judges you, Ed.
Mickey Mantle once threw up while having sex with Angie Dickinson, book claims. Now, Angie.
That was a piece.
Yeah, a favorite of Johnny Carson.
Oh, what a piece of ass. Police woman?
Yeah, she kept She kept it together for a long time, too.
That was something else.
Angie Dickinson. The Mick. Yeah. The Mick had one too many cocktails at Trader Joe's that night. Or what a Trader, what's the place in the
Trader Vic's?
It's called Trader Vic's. Trader Vic's.
Yeah.
I think that's where he used to used to tie one on with the Werewolf of London.
Right. I also read a thing. So somebody must have written a book about Mickey Mantle, because I read another thing where he went up to a female reporter and handed her, like, it looked like a greeting card. And she was like, oh, is not my birthday or anything. This is kind of weird. And she, like, looked at it and she opened the greeting card, and inside the Mick had just written, "Wanna fuck?" Which is, I mean, all of our female listeners just immediately got a little glisten from that, because that's some Cyrano de Bergerac shit right there. Like that's what you do to attract women.
Billy Martin help him write that line.
Right. <yeah. laughs> Well, anyway, he was played
by Yogi. You want to take a crack at this one?
He was played Lupinella. He was played by Thomas Jane, who everyone assumes has just a big ass dick because he played a guy with a big ass dick. Okay. Is that it, Ed?
That's it.
Another fantastic episode. Great work all the way around. We'll probably come back at you guys with another movie next week. We've talked about it already. Go to our Red Circle page. Click on the link of the show that wherever you're listening to the show right now, click on the episode notes. You'll see a link there where you can sign up. You can listen to our Bloodsport show. We want to do more subscriber stuff. So send me an email. If you have ideas, like, don't be shy about it. I won't embarrass you if your idea is stupid. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Call our voicemail, 949-464-8257. We love you guys. We love doing the show for you guys. It's very fun for us. And it's just connecting with everybody that's in our audience is just a very rewarding experience for Ed and myself. So reach out to us. We would love to hear from you guys. So that being said, for Ed Daily, my name is Brian Peckner. This has been episode 318 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fantasy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players.